Hi guys, my name is Rosie and you're listening to my new podcast, Gluten-Freed. If you're new, be sure to check out episode 1 to learn about my gluten-free journey and to get some background knowledge about me and my goals with my YouTube channel called Teal Treats. You can find me at tealtreats.com. Today I'm going to be talking about what gluten is. Many people know that I have some dietary restrictions, but don't know what exactly it is. I remind them that I'm gluten-free, and they proceed to ask me what that means. If you don't know or aren't completely sure what gluten-free means, this episode is definitely for you. I think everybody should know what gluten sensitivity and celiac disease are. Gluten sensitivity is when someone's health is affected by eating gluten, and this can give them many different kinds of symptoms when they eat gluten. I get stomach aches, but people in my family have different problems, which I will talk about in later episodes. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease and is much worse. Some people with celiac disease can have dangerous reactions to eating gluten that someone that who's only sensitive would not have. Celiac disease is very serious, and people should know what people with celiac disease can and can't eat. Now that you know a bit about gluten sensitivity versus celiac disease, let's get into what gluten actually is itself. Gluten is a protein found in a few different grains. Often people ask me questions like, can you eat apples? I reply politely that apples are not a grain, and list off the things that I can't eat. Gluten is contained in wheat, barley, and rye. Oats can be a problem too, sometimes because they are cross-contaminated with gluten during processing, and sometimes people who are sensitive to gluten are also allergic to oats. Wheat and oats are the most common gluten-containing ingredients in processed foods, but you will occasionally see barley or rye in the ingredients as well. An interesting fact about me is that I'm actually not sensitive to oats. People in my family are, even though oats sometimes are labeled gluten-free. If you are sensitive to gluten, be careful when eating oats, because some manufacturers aren't careful about where they source the oats. For more information, check out Gluten Dude. He's a great watchdog and spokesperson for people with celiac disease. Please remember that your allergies and sensitivities may be different than mine. So if you're unsure if you can eat something, check with your medical provider. For more details, look at the disclaimer under our team page on our website, tealtreats.com. When you go gluten-free, there are going to be a lot of products that you'll need to find alternatives for. Any baked goods will most likely have wheat flour in them. Things such as bread, pasta, desserts, candies, and more are likely to either have cross-contamination or have wheat, oats, barley, or rye in them. Make sure to check the label on everything that you eat, because even the smallest crumb of gluten can make a person with celiac disease sick. When looking at the labels of processed foods, don't just look for the words "contains wheat" under the list of ingredients. Look for the certified gluten-free symbol, and if there isn't one, read through all the ingredients. Watch out for the barley malt in products, because it's a lesser-known ingredient, but it is made out of barley, which is gluten. When going gluten-free, there are lots of things that you can't eat anymore because they have gluten in them. Don't get depressed about it, though, because there are many substitutes that have been created to make gluten-free food as good as what you're used to eating. Some substitutes that are often used are quinoa flour, corn flour, coconut flour, almond flour, tapioca flour, and rice flour. Tapioca flour is not very common. Rice flour is the most common, and it's usually used in gluten-free products found at the supermarket. Homemade gluten-free goods turn out much better if you use a mix of three or more kinds of flour. If you use too much of one flour, the product can end up being bitter, strong, dry, or have other problems. Blending flours is a much better way to bake. Thankfully, companies have made gluten-free food available that's appetizing, relatively affordable, and available in most stores. When my mom first went gluten-free about 12 years ago, there weren't many options for her to eat. She had to improvise and make a lot of her own food. She couldn't eat out safely because back then most people didn't know about gluten allergies. Now it's a lot easier to eat out and buy food at stores, but I still occasionally run into people who don't know what being gluten-free means. That's why I started my YouTube channel in the first place, and why I'm starting this podcast now. I want to educate people and provide a supportive community for people facing this challenge in their lives. With the many years of experience we have in our family, we have learned how to stay safe and not miss out on one of our life's biggest pleasures, eating. If you have stories that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear have you as a guest in one of my podcasts. You can email me at christine@tealtreats.com, which will be in the show notes. Check back for more episodes soon. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Teal Treats. Follow my Instagram and check out the latest great recipes on the website, tealtreats.com. Thanks for listening.